Episode 152.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we try to figure out, hey man, what's the score?
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else. But you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, I hope you're doing fantastic today. My name is Mark Mason, and I am coming to you live and in full Technicolor. Well, not exactly full Technicolor. See, when I was a kid, there was this whole transition from black and white television to color television. And there was Technicolor, but that's a whole another story for another podcast. I'm coming to you from the little studio in Dallas, Texas. I hope you are having an absolutely fantastic week. And I want to pose a question for you this week. And that is, why are sports so successful in the world and particularly in the United States, at least from my perspective? Particularly in the United States, we are sports crazed. Now, certainly in the rest of the world, there's soccer mania, football mania, if you will, everywhere else in the world. Baseball's incredibly popular in certain parts of Asia. All of these sports, cricket in India, incredibly popular. All of these sports, why are they so popular? Is it because we enjoy seeing man's triumph over adversity? Is there some deep philosophical meaning? Is it because of some genetics where we feel like we have to be in conflict all the time? Is it because we like to sit around and drink beer and watch other people work hard? That, in my case, that might actually be true. But no, I really think it comes down to a very, very simple thing, at least in my nature, my observations of my own personality, when I turn them out onto the world, what I see is that people love sports because there are winners and losers. And the way we get to that is that we keep score. In fact, that whole thing that we keep score and we decide whether we're winning or losing or whether our team is winning or losing comes from the fact that there is a score to each and every game. If somebody asks you about last weekend's Dallas Cowboys game, the thing they really want to know is, what was the score? It is a fundamental piece of our educational system, because that's based on score, of the sports that we play, of the elections that we have. Everybody is always interested in the score. And Wall Street, of course, that's, ground zero for scores, right? Everybody's scored on their profit and loss, on their future sales projections, on how they're doing in the marketplace. The stock market is basically one big score. Our whole life revolves around these ideas of winning and losing and what is the score. And so, our whole life revolves around that. But the question, if I asked you what your score was for your life, what would you tell me? I mean, probably if you're like me, you would say something about how your life is going. You're generally doing well. Or maybe you might tell me that you're doing great because you have a certain amount of money. You've boiled the score for your life down to a financial scorecard. Or maybe you would tell me that your score has something to do with your health. Maybe you're keeping score with your blood pressure or your weight or the number of followers that you have on social media. Maybe that's how you keep score in your life. It turns out you might not even realize that you're keeping these scoreboarded tallies in your life that kind of give you a feeling for whether you're winning or losing at life. Well, I would submit to you something that I've been doing for the last couple of years is trying to understand what the score is for my life. And right now, there is a free tool available that is offered by Michael Hyatt that does just that. It's this life score tool. And you may have seen him talking about it recently. This is one of the free tools that he offers around the time that he starts talking about his very famous goal setting package that he offers every year called Best Year Ever. And the premise of this idea of scoring your life is if you don't really understand where you're being successful in your life, if you haven't broken down and analyzed sort of where you are in your life, what's working for you, what's not working for you, where are you doing well, and where do you really need to work, it's really difficult to set really good goals for yourself. So at the end of this, I'm going to encourage you to go take advantage of this free tool that Michael offers. If it's still up and running, you can find it at latenightim.com/life score. And there'll be a link to that in the show notes. But again, it's latenightim.com/life score. But even without this tool, I think it's a great tool. I think, you know, we can kind of talk through the ideas because I think what we want to avoid as entrepreneurs and as just people on planet Earth is these situations where we get locked up and focused on one particular part of our score. Like for us, for you and me and everyone listening to this podcast, you may be locked up about around some of the scores that have to do with your internet business. Like how much money did you make last month? Or how many email subscribers do you have? Or how many Twitter followers do you have? Or something like that. How many copies of your course did you sell last month? And if that's your only score, if that's the thing that you're completely focused on and obsessing over, what does that mean about some of your other scores? Like your health, your weight, the amount of sleep that you're getting, the amount of time that you're investing with your spouse, with your kids, your spiritual condition, your church, or whatever it is that you do around spirituality, your finances, you know, those sorts of things. What is your total score? And so what Michael proposes, and I think this is a really, you know, a really intelligent thing, is that there are some zones in your life that you can look at and try and understand what your score is. But let's just take a few of them. I'm not going to break down Michael's entire tool. If you want to see the whole thing that Michael's worked so hard on, I think you can go to latenightim.com/life score. But let's just think about a couple of things that probably make sense for you. The first thing is, you know, how are things going in your business? After all, this is late night internet marketing. We're talking about business. And I think, you know, you can make an assessment of whether your business is sort of where you want it to be, nowhere near where you want it to be, or you're just over the moon and thrilled with your business. And I think, you know, if you're not quite where you want to be, or you're way off track from where you think you need to be, I think the next logical step for you in the end of 2017 and 2018 is to set some goals around your business and go and try and achieve them in 2018 and have those goals be appropriate for your score in your business, however it is that you're deciding to keep that score. I mean, maybe the way you keep score in your business, one of the things that I like to sort of loosely keep score on is how many people did you help in your business this month? But I think most of us are probably thinking about that magical $10,000 a month or $100,000 a month or wherever you are with your business. You're thinking about that in that terms. And if you're not where you want to be, there's a reason. There are reasons for that, and there are actions that you can try and take in 2018 to try and make that happen. The trap is, if that's the only thing that you're focused on, what does that say about something, about other things that are, that may be very important to you? For example, your marital situation. If you aren't where you want to be in your business and you start pounding, or maybe you have been pounding away at that goal with a maniacal focus, well, has that meant that you've been neglecting your marriage during that time? And if you have, how would you know that? And as far as I'm concerned, the only way to know that is try and assess whether your marriage is sort of the kind of rich marriage that you once envisioned, or if it's way exceeds your expectations and it's the most fantastic marriage you could possibly ever hope to have, and that maybe even the envy of all your other married friends, or whether your marriage is really in trouble because you haven't been paying the right amount of attention to it. Same thing goes for your health. You know, what is your personal situation with your health? Is your weight where it needs to be? Are you getting the right amount of sleep and exercise? Or have you been ignoring those things because you're too focused, or you're, you know, let's not judge it. Let's not say you're too focused, that you've had your focus elsewhere. If your mental energy has not been around healthy eating and having a healthy lifestyle, maybe that score over there with your physique is not exactly where it needs to be. And then, you know, I think there are some other things that are related. Are you growing your mind? Are you investing in yourself? As Stephen Covey would say, are you sharpening the saw? You know, you probably have had visions of a person, of being a person that reads a certain number of books every year. Are you really getting that done? And are you growing yourself as a person in the way that you envision? Well, Michael identifies 10 of these focus areas, these kind of zones that you want to assess and try and understand, you know, what is your score and what should you do about it? And so I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing I want you to encourage you to do is to spend some time thinking about where you are in the various domains of your life that you operate in, these spiritual domains, financial domains, the domains where you're trying to accomplish things. Are you investing in your friends? You know, these kinds of things. How's your marriage? How are your kids? You know, are you spending the right amount of time with your kids and helping them grow and develop in a way that you could be proud of? Or are some of those things lacking? And try and give yourself, a score there. And if you need some help doing that, again, you can find this free tool over at Michael Hyatt's blog. Again, latenightim.com/lifescore. And not only will he give you this simple assessment, it only takes about 10 minutes to do this, he will help you interpret the results. But I think the important thing is you need to really have some context about where your life is headed, where the big picture is headed, that so that when you go to set your goals for 2018, you can protect yourself against these being too myopic, looking only at this sort of one area that you, which might be your tendency because that's the thing that you're thinking about, and neglecting some of these other important things. You know, there's no way for you to get where you're going if you don't know where you are. You know, the first thing that you have to do when you go to try and read a map, whether it's a map or a building, my favorite one is a map in the shopping mall, is you've got to find that little red dot that says, you are here, right? You are here. And where you are is whatever your score is. And how you get from where you are to where you want to be depends entirely on where you're starting from, right? If you're too far north, then you've got to go south. If you're too far east, then you've got to go west. But if you don't know where you are, then it's really, really hard for you to set the kind of goals that are going to leave you 3 and 4 and 5 and 10 years down the road feeling like you've really got it all together. All right, so let's recap. The action for this podcast episode, go to the show notes at latenightim.com/152, or just go directly to latenightim.com/lifescore. Take the assessment, spend some time thinking about where you are, and in next week's episode, we'll start talking a little bit about how you can start to form some goals that will really help you crush it in 2018.
It's time for your late night tech tip. Tools, tips, and tricks for your internet business.
So for a tech tip, this, you know, I love these tech tips. So we don't do these nearly enough. I think we're going to bring back the tech tip because I love software and gadgets. I'm an electrical engineer. I love talking about this kind of stuff. For the tech tip, I want to talk about some blogging tools. You know, I'm not a huge big fan of the WordPress interface for writing blog posts. It's much, 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 much better than it used to be years ago. And it's certainly possible to run your blog by typing directly into the back end of WordPress, but that has some requirements. It requires you to be online. You have to have access to the internet. And it also requires, you know, a certain amount of stability. You can't have the web browser crash and so forth. I mean, there's all kinds of weird things that can happen when you're logged into the back end of WordPress. And like I said, it's better than it used to be, but I still am more comfortable when possible writing blog posts on my Mac, actually writing them on software that lives on my Mac and then pushing them up to WordPress. And back in the day, back in ancient times when I had a PC, there was a program that used to be available from Microsoft. I don't think it is anymore, called Live Writer. And one of the cool things about Live Writer was you had this Microsoft Word looking application and you could write your blog post in this thing and then you could hit a button and magically that blog post would be transferred to WordPress. And for years and years and years, there really hasn't been a fantastic complement for that on the Mac side. Live Writer on the PC sort of went away and there really wasn't an app for years and years and years on the Mac side. But now there are two really good choices depending on the kind of application that you're looking for that are taking hold in blogging. And I think they're really worth a try. If you're normally a person who writes in the back end of WordPress, I think you're going to want to give these applications a try. The first application is an application that I've been using for on and off for over almost a decade called Mars Edit. At least it feels like a decade. And I mentioned Mars Edit, and the reason we're in this tech tip, the reason this came up for this tech tip is because Mars Edit just released Mars Edit 4.0. Now, this is not an inexpensive app. It's available in the Mac App Store, and it's $50, which is quite expensive for an application. But if this is the kind of thing that you need, it is so well worth it. It allows you to edit locally on your machine, configure most of everything that you need to configure for your WordPress blog post, and then when you're satisfied with the way it looks on your machine, hit a button and publish it to WordPress. It works in offline modes. And this version 4.0, if you've looked at Mars Edit before, version 4.0 is a major, huge update. Now, the good news is My understanding is as you download this, you can use it free for a couple of weeks before you make a decision about whether or not you want to pay the $50. And that's, you know, for some of these app stores, that's a little bit unusual and very nice that you can actually try it. So you can download it and you can use a couple of blog posts, or you can write a couple of blog posts and see if you like it. It's a really cool application, and the developer is a famous guy in the Mac community, and this is a highly regarded application by people who've been blogging in and around Macs for a decade. Mars Edit, you can find it in the App Store. There's a newcomer to this space that I think is worth looking at if you're on the Mac, and that's called Blogo. Blogo, you know, where Mars has more of an old school traditional looking interface, Blogo has more of what I'd call a web 2.0 looking application interface. It has some interesting capabilities. It's more of a WYSIWYG editing platform. You know, sort of what you see is what you get. It allows you to preview your blog post a little better and kind of see what's going on. And it has some other cool features. Like it will help you find public domain or properly licensed images from inside the app and so forth. It's got some really neat features. The challenge with Blogo that may set some people off is it's very inexpensive, but it is a subscription model. I think it's $3 a month right now. And so Blogo, which I think has a little sexier user interface, it's a newcomer to the space, and you know your mileage is going to vary a little bit with that. You have to try that out and see what you think about Blogo. I think it also has a free and premium model, so you can download the app from the App Store. I believe it is free, and then if you want it to be fully featured, you've got to pay for the subscription. But really cool. With both of these apps, you can manage multiple blogs out of the same app. And one of the reasons I like this kind of app is because it makes it really easy to write a blog post over multiple days. If you've got some kind of daily writing habit where you're writing 300 or 500 words a day and that's turning into these longer blog posts, it makes it a lot better for that. And so I really like it for that reason. Also, with these apps, you get more of the sort of native keyboard behavior that you would expect when you were writing in something like Microsoft Word or BB Edit or some other kind of application that was native to the Mac. So I really like both of those. Again, it's Mars Edit and Blogo, and I recommend that you give both of those a try. Let me know what you think in the show notes, latenightim.com/152. All right. Well, that's it for this episode. I want to encourage you to really take some time. You know, even if you don't go take the life score assessment, which takes 10 minutes, just take some time reflecting on your life. How are you doing? Where are you doing really well? Where are you doing not so well? I can tell you that my score, just to give you an idea, my score for this assessment has increased from something, I think it was 62, I need to go back and look, last year to 75 this year. And I attribute that to an actual focus on some of the things where I was weak last year. It's neat, the Life Score tool gives you this sort of spider plot. For those of you that are in engineering, you'll know this term. But it's kind of like a radar screen looking thing, and it really shows you where you need to go work. And I've been working on some of those areas, and the scores are higher this year. You know, like I was saying in the introduction of this episode, when you keep score, you pay attention. You know, we do better on things that we're measuring. That's part of human nature. And so I encourage you, however you decide to assess your situation in life, that you spend some time doing this week and doing that this week. And then next week, we'll spend some time talking about how we might go and improve that stuff in 2018. Until next time, I hope you have an absolutely fantastic week. This is Mark Mason from Late Night Internet Marketing, and I'll talk to you soon.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then,
go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
So I'm super excited. We got all our Christmas lights up. Oh my gosh. So I pay a guy to get on my roof. I have a pretty high two-story roof, and it's not that it's so high. I'm not afraid of heights. It's pretty high, but I'm not afraid of it, of the height. What I'm afraid of is the pitch of the roof. The roof is really steep. I got up there one time to try and put Christmas lights up, and I was just kind of freaked out about the whole thing. So I swore I'd never do it again. So I've got a guy who puts the lights on the house, and then I've got a blow up Santa because, you know, I have kids. I'm not really a fan of the blow up decoration, but my kids like it. We have a snowman. We have lights along the sidewalk in front of the house. We have some trees that are wrapped. At least the base of the tree is wrapped. It looks cool. So I'll put a picture of that in the show notes. You can see the lights at my house. I hope that wherever you are in the world, you're celebrating whatever holiday is appropriate for your situation. If that's Christmas, Merry Christmas to you. And if not, if that's not Christmas, that's also very cool. I just hope that you're having a happy holiday season. We'll go through that holiday together as we start to get ready for 2018. Ciao.
Late night internet marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me. In 2007, when I was trying to get started, there were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explained to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.